So as heroic as the changes have been in the Middle East over the last 12 months, the U.S., with all of its own history in the region, still needs to tread carefully. Here's Secretary of State Hillary Clinton speaking back in May.
For America, this is a moment that calls out for clear vision, firm principles, and a sophisticated understanding of the indispensable role our country can and must play in the world.
The voice of Hillary Clinton there being drowned out by our control room director here by protesters yesterday. It's a sound of angry citizens you're hearing in Yemen yesterday condemning that the U.S. might end up giving a form of amnesty to the discredited president of Yemen, Ali Saleh. Perhaps no Middle East leader has been more helpful to the U.S. in fighting al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula, but he's also a brutal dictator. Estimates say over 100,000 Yemenis have been displaced. Hundreds have been killed in the crackdown. President Saleh was injured during a bomb attack on the presidential palace back in June. He sustained injuries, including extensive burns. And on Sunday, the State Department confirmed that the Obama administration has approved a visa for Saleh so that he can receive medical treatment in New York. He's expected to arrive later this week and is said he will be only permitted to stay as long as the treatment requires. That's according to the State Department. Joining us now is Peter Van Buren, former State Department Foreign Service employee, author of the book We Meant Well, How I Helped Lose the Battle for the Hearts and Minds of the Iraqi People. Peter, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So first, describe how sensitive a decision to give President Saleh treatment might be from the perspective of, Foggy Bottom inside the State Department.
Well, this type of decision is going to be made at the very highest levels of the U.S. government, right in the White House. This is, in one sense, a routine tourist visa, but at the other sense, it is a foreign policy decision that has great, long-reaching implications for the United States, and it would have been made right in the White House, probably above Secretary Clinton's level, probably right up to the president's desk.
And is this humanitarian, or is it quid pro quo for Yemeni assistance in fighting al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula?
Well, I'm afraid it's more of the latter than the former. The United States faces these little whys in the road and has to make important decisions on whether to choose expediency or morality in its foreign policy decisions. We are fighting a war of ideas, and you defeat a bad idea with a better idea. You can't defeat ideas with drones or with snipers or with bombs. Saleh is an evil dictator. He abused his own people. He was a tyrant. And the whole point of the Arab Spring and the United States' support of the Arab Spring was to empower people in the Middle East to make their own decisions about how they want to live, how they want to be governed, and to force dictators to face justice for the things that they've done. Gaddafi.
Although Peter, let me give you the counterargument, and I do want to hear what you have to say about Gaddafi. He's a former State Department Foreign Service employee, Peter Van Buren is. The counterargument would be the message here is to those dictators that if you cooperate with us, we will personally bail you out. And that means if that message is received, then these dictators are likely to cooperate with us when it's in our interests to get intelligence from them. That's what the CIA would say.
And again, that has short-term benefits, as it has had in Yemen and other places. The problem is that message sounds good inside the dictator's club, but once you get out onto the Arab street, it doesn't resonate at all.
Well, does it resonate to you what happened 30 years ago in Iran in October of 1979? The Shah was brought to the United States to be treated at the Mayo Clinic, and by November, the hostages were taken in Tehran, which produced one of the worst crises in U.S. government history.
And this is the historic takeaway that remains of great concern, given that the Yemeni leader is coming to the United States. Back in the late 70s, the United States brought the Shah to the United States, gave him safe haven, protected him from the justice of his own people, and it led to this horrific disaster, and in fact, continues to roil the Middle East today. America's relationship with Iran is perhaps the most sensitive one in the Middle East. What we've got going out in Yemen right now is setting the stage for something equally as troublesome, perhaps equally as dangerous to our diplomats there.
Now, Peter Van Buren, if we can assume that some lessons were learned by the Iran example, and history tells us that the Carter administration was really taken by surprise by the reaction inside Iran, and nobody expected the Shah to have a debacle as quickly as that developed in Tehran. Is it possible that this decision was made with some sense that the situation is under control in Yemen, or do you think we are repeating history?
It's going to be one of those things that, of course, time will tell, but I would hope that that was very, very high in the minds of the people at the White House who made this decision. Judging the situation out on the street in Yemen or in Tehran 40 years ago or anyplace else is very dicey business. You have a limited ability to move around in these countries. You're obviously a foreigner. You stand out. Your ability to really gauge what people are thinking and what they're ready to do is very limited. And so we hope that it works out well, with the proviso that hope is a very poor strategy.
Now, I don't know what the state of your security clearance is at this point, Peter Van Buren, and I don't want you to betray any sources particularly, but if you were on the inside attending the meetings where this would be decided, who would make the case that no, he should not be allowed into the United States for medical treatment under any circumstances, and who shouts that voice down?
Just speaking hypothetically, because I was clearly not involved in the decision to grant the visa here, these things are kicked around at lower levels where there are a variety of opinions shared, and oftentimes the debates are quite contentious. The problem in the State Department, in particular, in foreign policy in the United States in general, is that the higher you go, the less and less discordant voices are allowed to sound. Once it's signaled that the president wants to lean in a particular direction, unfortunately what happens is that the foreign policy machine starts to feed information to confirm the president's decision rather than speak up and make it clear that a bad idea is about to be done. We saw that in the lead-up to the Iraq War, for example.
Well, the State Department stipulates that this visa will only be allowed for the length of the treatment, and then President Saleh will be back in Yemen. We'll see what happens there. Peter Van Buren, former State Department Foreign Service employee, author of We Meant Well, How I Helped Lose the Battle for the Hearts and Minds of the Iraqi People. Peter, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.